healing power of Ho'oponopono. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with the thought with the Absolute Philosopher. The healing power of Ho'oponopono. Okay. Or, I'm sorry, and I love you. This is a most amazing article that one of our readers sent to us. Henry is a former monk, former priest, and he's been here on campus and thoroughly enjoyed himself on our peaceful campus. And he realizes that everyone who calls in on the Dial Healing Word here on campus receives the presence of a practitioner who is not interested in what the problem is, but only interested in the fact that the person is whole and perfect, just as the practitioner is whole and perfect. We teach in our practitioner courses, practitioner, heal thyself, heal thyself, heal thyself. And when you are perfect, you will see everything in your world perfect, and that there is nothing in your world other than the perfect example of what you are. In this article that Henry has sent to us, it reads, what would happen in our worlds of self, home, community, if in our prayers we adopted, I'm sorry, and I love you? This is the article with that title by Joe Vitale, and it reads like this here. Quite an experience, I tell you. 2 years ago, I heard about a therapist in Hawaii who cured a complete ward of criminally insane patients without ever seeing any of them. The psychologist would study an inmate's chart and then look within himself to see how he created that person's illness. As he improved himself, the patient improved. When I first heard this story, I thought it was an urbane legend. How could anyone heal anyone else by healing themselves? How could even the best self-improvement master cure the criminally insane? It didn't make any sense. It wasn't logical, so I dismissed the story. However, I heard it again a year later. I heard that the therapist had a Hawaiian healing process called Ho'oponopono. I had never heard of it, yet I could not let it leave my mind. If the story was at all true, I had to know more. I had always understood total responsibility to mean that I am responsible for what I think and do. Beyond that, it's out of my hands. I think that most people think of total responsibility that way. We're responsible for what we do, not what anyone else does. But that was wrong. The Hawaiian therapist who healed those mentally ill people would teach me an advanced new perspective about total responsibility. His name is Dan Hakarakleaka Hugh Len. We probably spent an hour talking on our first phone call. I asked him to tell me the complete story of his work as a therapist. He explained that he worked at a Hawaii State Mental Hospital for 4 years. The ward where they kept the criminally insane was dangerous. Psychologists quit on a monthly basis. The staff called in sick a lot or simply quit. People would walk through the ward with their back against the walls, afraid of being attacked by patients. It was not a pleasant place to live, work, or visit. Dr. Lin told me that he never saw patients. He agreed to have an office and to review their files. While he looked at these files, he would work on himself. As he worked on himself, patients began to heal. After a few months, patients that had been shackled were being allowed to walk freely, he told me. Others who had been heavily medicated were getting off their medications, and those who had no chance of ever being released were being freed. I was in awe. Not only that, he went on, but the staff began to enjoy coming to work. Absenteeism and turnover disappeared. We ended up with more staff than we needed because patients were being released and all the staff were showing up to work. Today, that word is closed. This is where I had to ask the million-dollar question. What were you doing with yourself that caused those people to change? I was simply healing the part of me that created them, he said. I didn't understand. Dr. Len explained that total responsibility for your life means that everything in your life, simply because it is in your life, is your responsibility. In a literal sense, the entire world is your creation. Phew! This is tough to swallow. Being responsible for what I say or do is one thing. Being responsible for what everyone else in my life says or does is quite another. Yet the truth is this. If you take complete responsibility for your life, then everything you see, hear, taste, touch, or in any way experience is your responsibility because it is in your life. This means that the terrorist activity, the president, the economy, or anything you experience and don't like, it is up for you to heal. They don't exist, in a manner of speaking, except as projections from inside you. The problem isn't with them, it is with you. And to change them, you have to change you. I know this is tough to grasp, let alone accept or actually live. Blame is far easier than total responsibility, but as I spoke with Dr. Lin, I began to realize that healing for him and in Ho'oponopono means loving yourself. If you want to improve your life, you will have to heal your life. If you want to cure anyone, even mentally ill criminal, you do it by healing yourself. I asked Dr. Lin how he went about healing himself. What was he doing exactly when he looked at those patients' files? I kept saying, I'm sorry, and I love you, over and over and over again, he explained. That's it. That's it. Turns out that loving yourself is the greatest way to improve yourself, and as you improve yourself, you improve your world. Let me give you a quick example of how this works. One day, someone sent me an email that upset me. In the past, I would have handled it by working on my emotional hot buttons or by trying to reason with that person who sent me the nasty message. This time, I decided to try Dr. Len's method. I kept silently saying, I'm sorry, and I love you. I didn't say it to anyone in particular. I was simply evoking the spirit of love to heal within me what was creating the outer circumstance. Within an hour, I got an email back from the same person. He apologized for his previous message. Keep in mind that I didn't take any outward action to get this apology. I didn't even write him back. Yes, yet by my saying I love you, I somehow healed within me what was creating him. I later attended a Ho'oponopono workshop run by Dr. Lin. He's now 70 years old and considered a grandfatherly shaman and is somewhat of a recluse. He praised my book, The Attractor Factor. He told me that as I improve myself, my book's vibrations will rise and everyone will feel it when they read it. In short, if as I improve, my readers will improve. What about the books that are already sold and out there? I asked. They aren't out there, he explained once again, blowing my mind with his mystic wisdom. They are still in you. In short, there is no out there. It would take a whole book to explain this advanced technique with the depth it deserves. Suffice it to say that whenever you want to improve anything in your life, there's only one place to look, inside of you. When you look, do it with love. For anyone who is interested in the Ho'oponopono technique, please visit the website for more information. And the website is http://hooponopono.org/lectures.html. So, thus ended the article by this rather remarkable man. about this rather remarkable man. Joe Vitale was very fine in giving it out onto the internet for everyone. It was given to the New Thought Ministers, which is apparently some nationwide organization. I haven't seen their email yet, but I'll find it. And it's a teaching of our mind is the source of our healing, our wholeness, and every experience we have in our life. If we look out and we see an unhappy experience in our life, we created it. We have to instantly go within, as he would suggest, and say, I'm sorry, I love you. And you're loving ourselves for having such terrible eyes that can see such ugly things. And as soon as we love ourselves unconditionally and completely, then our eyes will begin to see in the outer what the truth really is. What is the reality? Now, everything exists. The ugliness, the goodness, the badness, the rightness, the wrongness. We can concentrate on what we consider the beauty, the goodness, the rightness, and it is there. Or we can concentrate on the badness, and truly it'll be there for us. Now, what is it we want to concentrate on? Our minds are totally in charge of whatever we experience. And as a practitioner, we first heal ourselves. When anyone comes to us with a need, we don't want to hear the need. We merely see them fulfilled in whatever it is that delights their heart. Do you understand that? Mm-hmm. And if we see them fulfilled in whatever delights their heart, nothing more is necessary, is it? Quite a remarkable article. Criminally insane. And now the ward is empty. Like one of our students in Gertrude in Switzerland. She went through her ward at the hospital every day, and she said, you're home perfect, you're home perfect, you're home perfect. I see you all home perfect. And pretty soon her ward was empty, and the hospital couldn't figure it out. And they put her onto a different area and closed the ward. But can you imagine that? It seems impossible, but those things do happen. Think about these things and dial healing words at whatever our email number is, 1-619-478-2450, and then we also have the 800 number, 1-888-254-8793, 1-888-254-8793, dial healing words from wherever you are in the world. And as you do this, you will hear our inspirational 2 or 3 minute piece that will lift you up into beautiful attitudes about yourself. So have a good time, be good to yourself, and have wonderful thoughts about yourself, because my goodness, but you're worthy of it. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.